This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. One thing that we just posted on our Greenwood Family Chiropractic Facebook page is that we had a welcome to the world adjustment yesterday. What does that mean? It means just what it sounds. We had a little baby who was 5 days old get adjusted, right? This is where people are like, what? Why would a 5-day-old baby need to be adjusted? And I'll tell you how awesome and amazing and wonderful. So when you're looking at adult adjustments and pediatric adjustments, they are very, very different. I remind people that although babies are tiny humans, when we adjust, we don't adjust babies as they're tiny adults because it's very different, you know, the way that the bones have formed. You know, you're not going to see arthritic or degenerative change. The amount of force through a pediatric adjustment you're looking at is likely, I use the strength that I would to test the ripeness of a tomato at the grocery store. That's it. It's about all we use. So when you were doing that, right, it's just really light. It's really gentle. But why? Because I had a woman who asked me immediately following, did that baby really need to be adjusted? And I said, well, yeah. The baby was engaged head down. The mom labored for over 15 hours. And the baby's heart rate started to drop every time mom had a contraction. So they said, hey, for the health of mom and for the health of baby, we're going to do a C-section. So you think C-section cuts are low. They're typically bikini line. But you have to get the baby out. And if the baby is head down, engaged in the pelvis, how do you get that baby out? Because you can't pull him by its arm or its leg. You have to go in and get the baby out by its head and neck. Baby's engaged, contractions. And so when we checked, the atlas, the very top bone, was really rotated. So we adjusted the baby. Oftentimes, you'll see things that we just think are, you know, oh, it's so unfortunate. You just lucked out. Your kid doesn't latch right, right? Your baby has poor latch. This oftentimes mom will come in and you'll notice that when you're nursing, the baby nurses really well on one side, but doesn't turn its head really well to nurse on the other side. And we think, why? You know, why? Again, if that top bone's rotated, just like you have poor range of motion, so does the child. That top bone is where things like the vagus nerve come out. And so you'll see things like colic, acid reflux, right? We check the spine. We don't treat organ systems. We check the nervous system and we clear the nervous system. I literally had a mom. This is a different mom. This is, oh my goodness. I think she's like 5 or 6 now. It's time flies. And she's a nurse. And so when mom came in, she was getting adjusted. And she had a baby, and this baby was probably about 6 months old at the time. And she said, yeah, my baby has colic. Do you think that this would help? I said, absolutely, it would. Projectile vomiting. So when I talk about I'm not talking about like baby spit up. I've seen that before. Sometimes it kind of like flies out. This is like projectile vomiting. She showed me a video of her child screaming, high pitch, shrieking. It was almost like a painful cry. Mom was like, yep, this is at a restaurant. I actually left and sat in the car and ate my dinner in the car so that everyone else could have their meal together as a family. husband said, you know what, I'm not on board with getting our child adjusted. And so she didn't. And finally, one day, a couple months later, she came in tears, hysterical, and said, I'm at my wit's end. It's her second child. She said, I can't do this here, right? And handed the baby to me. I said, okay. So we started getting her adjusted, got her adjusted, and they changed the formula, right? The heavier formula, changed this kind, the sensitive stomach, she was paying tons of money for these special formulas. And she never really shared anything with her husband. And what was interesting is that the rest of her family was under care in our office, and they were at a family party one day, and someone, unknowing to the fact that the husband was unaware, said, man, that chiropractor is really working out well for you, isn't it? And she kind of looked at her, and she looked at her husband, and her husband said, you've been getting the baby adjusted? And she said, yes, I didn't know what else to do. And he goes, I can't believe the changes. And so now he's a patient under care in the office. But you just look at like why kids should get adjusted in the thought process, and why I share those stories with you is because really we're talking today. I'm going to talk about degenerative disc disease, osteoarthritis. You know, when people have these wear and tear, quote unquote, diseases, it's one where people think it's just everyone has it with old age. And that's not true. There's so many of these processes, degenerative disc disease, degenerative joint disease, osteoarthritis, that are actually preventable to a certain degree. And so when we're looking at that, it's figuring out, you know, why would you get kids adjusted, and not just for overall health too, but the health of their spine and nervous system. And so when we talk about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, it's truly talking about what true prevention is. Why do we wait until we're sick and diseased to start taking care of our health, when what you can do is figure out, okay, here's how I'm going to prevent these disease processes as much as I possibly can. It's a proactive approach to your health, right? But you have to do something to be proactive, because oftentimes we just want to sit around and do nothing and figure out how that proactivity will really work. And it doesn't, right? It doesn't work like that. So again, it's just figuring out how we are more proactive in that approach and that response. So today we're talking about, what is degenerative disc disease, how it comes about, is it preventable, is it reversible, some typical medical solutions, and then ones that we have at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. But before we get into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, we are talking about an article from the New York Times. What does a drug cost? It depends on where you live. A new analysis finds the price of certain drugs varies widely depending on what city they're sold in. I thought this was so interesting. I mean, it's not like funny, even though I laugh, but it just, I mean, it's kind of sad. But so they talk about what you pay at the pharmacy for generic drugs can vary widely based on where you live, according to a new analysis by the consumer website GoodRx. The study, which looked at 500 commonly used drugs in 30 American cities, highlights just how unpredictable drug prices can be. The cost of common drugs like the generic version of cholesterol drug Zocor or the diabetes drug metformin differ significantly from coast to coast. You always think about the cost of living. I guess for me, I've never... And maybe because it's not, I don't take any prescriptions, nor does anyone in my family. I think it's just one that I don't think about prescription cost in looking at a city in terms of cost of living. Anyways, GoodRx looked at the average cash price of the drug at a pharmacy. something not every consumer will have to pay. Most people have insurance coverage for their prescriptions, and consumers can often take advantage of discounted programs. But a growing number of people are being asked to pay a greater share, sometimes with a deductible, right? Anyone have a rising deductible? Also kind of sad. Some disparities obviously result from a higher cost of living. New York and San Francisco were the most expensive cities in the country for drugs. Not surprising. They're the most expensive for everything else. But prices can vary widely between similar cities in the same state. For example, Cleveland's pharmacy prices were 2.5 above the national average. While not far away, Columbus had prices that were nearly 22% below average. So for example, in Cleveland, the generic version of Paxil, the antidepressant, cost $46.94. So about $47. While in Columbus, someone would pay $20.87. So $47 in Cleveland and $21 in Columbus, over twice as much. Thomas Goetz, the chief of research of GoodRx, said many factors are likely playing a role, like the prevalence in some areas of big box stores like Walmart and Costco, which sell generic drugs at a cheap price. This is funny. But we can't entirely explain what's going on. Much can still be chalked up to the quote-unquote drug prices make no sense theory. Much can still be chalked up to the quote-unquote drug prices make no sense theory. Generic drug manufacturers often charge different prices for a version of the same drug, and pharmacies can then mark up the drug in a variety of ways. This is what's crazy. For me as a doctor, if I had one service and I charged you one price and you another price and you a third price, that's illegal. But not if you're a drug manufacturer. So here are some examples. Metformin, use to treat diabetes. In Columbus, Ohio, that would cost $11. Birmingham, Alabama, $43. San Francisco, $49. New York City, $66. So the difference between Columbus and New York is $11 to $66. Tamiflu, which is, again, laughable because the flu is a virus, so they try to give this, and oftentimes they don't treat it soon enough, and it's just, I don't know. I've talked about it before. I don't agree. Anyway, the variation is much different. Columbus is $189. New York, it's only $155. So how is it that metformin costs six times as much from Columbus to New York, but yet if you were to go to Tamiflu, in Columbus it's $189, but New York it's only $155. It's actually less than New York. Baclofen, muscle relaxant. Talk a little bit more about that. In Columbus, it's $124. Birmingham, Alabama, it's $217. San Francisco, $263. New York, $301. Literally the difference between $124 and $300. It's a $175 difference for one drug. Is this not crazy? I don't know. I guess it just went... When I was reading, I know that I've talked more about articles about how prescription drugs actually may cost more with insurance than without it, but I never really thought about the price of living, drug costs with the price of living, and how literally from city to city, there's zero consistency in terms of cost and price of drugs. You know, you could drive literally, you know, a couple hours away from Columbus to Cleveland and pay less than half of what you would for a drug in your own city. And that, you know what they chalk it up to? Drug prices make no sense theory. So look, does medicine have a time and a place? Absolutely. But how many of those things, metformin for type 2 diabetes, right? Tamiflu for the flu, baclofen for muscle relaxers, how many of those are ones that you can be proactive? Those disease processes, can you be proactive on so those drugs may not be necessary? Right? And that's what we're going to talk about next. How do we be proactive in disease process? Do you have degenerative disc disease or know someone who has osteoarthritis? We'll talk about what that is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes, whatever it takes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. You can go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, if you ever want to know, can we help? It's a good question. And the answer is, I don't know what's going on. And typically, that would be covered through an initial exam and consultation. So initial exam and consultation is $25 to sit down, go through, figure out and evaluate. Does this sound like something we can help with? Numbers 317-893-2853. Initial exam consultations is $25, or check us out online. You can actually go online and schedule an appointment. It's just greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today we're talking about osteoarthritis. We're going to talk about degenerative disc disease. We're going to dive a little bit more into disc herniations. What are the common treatments that you will typically see from the medical community? And more specifically, how at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, our doctors are highly trained to address specifically those conditions. Oftentimes, we're led down this road of no hope. We chase symptoms. We chase pain. There's always different paths of health that you can take, right? One is that you do nothing, but you realize over the course of time, those things unfortunately don't go away. They might subside, right? The symptoms, the pain, the numbness and tingling, the radiculopathy, right? The pain that travels, whether it be down to the shoulder, down to the arm, or whether it be down from the lower back, down to the hips, down the knees to the feet. Those symptoms might subside, but that doesn't mean that the problem has gone away. So we see, I consider it the snowball effect, right? Where before your back goes out every once in a while, and now it's more common and it lasts longer. I talked to a 34-year-old yesterday, is like, this has lasted 3 weeks now. Usually it's 7 to 10 days. I can stretch, take over the counter, pain reducers, right? Anti-inflammatories, and I'm fine. It's 3 weeks and it's the same, right? So it's just this place where it didn't start like this, but it's ending like it. You know, the other path is that we mask it. When you have an ache or a pain, right? We say, here's an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory. If that doesn't work, we'll go to something stronger, a muscle relaxer, a pain reliever. If that doesn't work, we have injections and inevitably surgery. But the problem with all of that is if you take that all away, the underlying root cause of the problem is still there. And that's really what our goal is to look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is figuring out how we get down to the root cause of your problems so it isn't something you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. Right? It's very simple, right? If your goal is to be active with your kids, to retire and travel, to play sand volleyball, whatever your goals are, we want to know to figure out how can we help you meet that, right? So when we talk about one of the things that prevents people from doing that is osteoarthritis. Now, I think this is really interesting because when we talk about osteoarthritis, it's oftentimes confused with rheumatoid arthritis, right? Because when I go through in the office, I'll say, okay, so you have an autoimmune condition. And they say, I do. And I said, well, you check off on your paperwork that you have rheumatoid arthritis. And they say, well, I don't really know. And it's confusing sometimes because they might have the same arthritic symptoms, right? Both typically cause arthritic pain, which causes joint pain, but they're two very different processes, right? Rheumatoid arthritis which we're not really going to go into today, is an autoimmune disease. So it's a process where literally your immune system starts attacking your own joints. On the flip side, when we talk about osteoarthritis, all right, think about this. Osteo means bone. So osteoarthritis is arthritis of the bone. Osteoarthritis, it's a degenerative condition that is the result of increased wear and tear on your joints. So what happens is osteoarthritis produces inflammatory symptoms as well, but they primarily destroy the joint cartilage over the course of time. Very common. Osteoarthritis affects 27 million Americans, where only about 1.3 Americans have rheumatoid arthritis, the autoimmune disease. 27 million Americans have osteoarthritis, which is a wear and tear joint problem, right? So oftentimes symptoms of these is pain, right? That's probably the first one, pain. And osteoarthritis doesn't necessarily just have to be in your spine. We see it more so in the spine because that's what brings people into our office. But osteoarthritis can damage any joint in the body. It can affect your hands, your knees, your hips, your spine. I'd say the most common typically are knees, hips, and spine. It's a wear and tear. So you'll see pain, tenderness through the joints, stiffness, loss of flexibility, a grating sensation. We consider it crepitus in the medical community, where you kind of feel this grating or grinding through the joint. Or you hear of bone spurs. They're extra bits of bone that feel like hard lump, and it forms around the affected joint. It's a wear and tear disease. So when we look at osteoarthritis, this is not an autoimmune. And the problem is that with this arthritic, it's a wear and tear. People understand this so much with knees. Imagine you go to the doctor and you say, my knee hurts. And he says, yes, it's because you have arthritis. And you say, okay, well, what's the arthritis from? And he says, oh, it's just because you're getting older, you know, Mary, just that old age. Not much we can do about it. And so my question, oh, it gets me fired up. My question then is to Mary, if this osteoarthritis is an age-related disease, well, how come you only have arthritis in one knee and not the other? Because really, how old is that one knee that has arthritis versus the other knee that doesn't have arthritis? And the answer is they're the same age. So how can you blame osteoarthritis on age? It's not. It's a wear and tear condition. Right? So we have to figure out more, getting down to figuring out the structure of what's causing this wear and tear. It's what we educate patients about in the office, right? The other one that's oftentimes seen in our office as well is degenerative disc disease. It is one of the most common causes of lower back and neck pain. And again, one of the most misunderstood conditions that we see. Again, this is also a wear and tear disease. They consider it a disease, right? Because we think about degenerative disc disease. And oftentimes when we hear this disease process, we think that we're just helpless. There's nothing we can do. But again, simply put, we hear like DDD, DJD, degenerative joint disease. It refers to the symptoms of neck or back pain caused by wear and tear on a spinal disc, right? This is degenerative disc disease. It also, degenerative disc disease, can cause weakness, numbness, hot and shooting pains in the arms or the legs, more radiating pain. But often it consists of like a low level chronic pain with intermittent episodes of more severe pain. This is one where people say, yeah, my lower back always hurts. It's always achy, but now it goes out, right? Oh, my back only goes out a couple times a year. It always kind of aches, but it goes out a couple times a year. This is what we're talking about. Oftentimes, that's a cause of degenerative disc disease. What's interesting about this process, though, is it's so much of a misnomer. The term degenerative obviously implies that symptoms will get worse with age. However, when we talk about degenerative disc disease, it's not a disease, but it's a condition of wear and tear on the disc. Instability, and other symptoms, right? It's not a disease. It's crazy, right? It's so much of a misnomer. It's a wear and tear process on the disc. So we have to figure out if there's what causes that, right? And that's ultimately our goal, is figuring out how we specifically work at Greenwood Family Chiropractic at figuring out getting down to the root cause of this. So I'm going to talk specifically about how we help that at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, but I want to share a patient who's actually been through this. Her name is Sharon. She's come into the office. She's had disc herniations, was in excruciating amount of pain, had actually seen other chiropractors before she had seen us. And I want to be able to share Sharon's story with you.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I came to Greenwood Family Chiropractic because I was suffering with what I found out to be herniated discs. Prior to that, my quality of life had suffered so much because I began having problems with extreme dizziness. I had suffered a bump on the back of my head, and I had a problem with extreme dizziness, which, of course, I went to my primary care physician, was then referred to a neurologist because I was having such problems with balance and vertigo. And of course, I went through a series of therapy for that, the balance therapy I went through. And while I was going through that, suffered a herniated disc in my back just from doing a simple, ordinary chore of kicking back a tote. So I continued on and tried to just make it, and things weren't getting better. And initially, the pain started my backside and went down my leg, which of course are the symptoms of what everyone calls the sciatic nerve problem. It became such that I could not even walk a very long distance without the need to squat down. There were so many things I couldn't do. And throughout this time, I began going to my physician, searching for answers because I needed help. I realized this was something that was not going to go away on its own. It was not going to go away using the simple exercises that I thought might help. My primary care physician then referred me to a regular physical therapist for a 6-week period of just doing exercises, thinking that this would help with a sciatic nerve problem. And I very diligently went to all my physical therapy exercise appointments until it got to the point that the physical therapist decided that I wasn't getting better. So in the meantime, I also went to another chiropractor as well. I have a family member that had recommended this chiropractor, and I was able to go to this person, and they did a wonderful job, did an adjustment, but it seemed like as soon as I got the adjustment, within 30 minutes, my body would not hold the adjustment. It would just snap back out of place, and I would just be in extreme pain again. So my primary care physician sent me to have an MRI done, which I had it done, and the MRI showed that I had herniated discs in the lower part of my back. So first thing that my primary care physician felt was best was to send me to a pain clinic, which would involve going and having injections done in my spine. I really did not like the sound of that. I prefer to do things as natural and wholesome as possible with as little medical intervention as possible. So fortunately, I had a family member that had heard of Dr. Leanne and Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and she told me that a friend of hers could not find as much help with their regular chiropractor, but that they had found a lot of success using the practice here at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, that it had helped them immensely. So at this point, to avoid needles being stuck into my spine and medicines being injected in, I decided I've got to give this a try. And I have to say, my husband was very skeptical, but of course he came with me to the appointments, and I appreciate the fact that we bring our spouses along, because sometimes we can't explain it as well as Dr. Leanne can explain to them what the benefits are. So I began, and I just went whole hog. Within 3 months of coming, I began immediately to tell the difference. I was getting relief. When before it was painful to even sleep. Obviously, when you have herniated discs in your back, it's just painful no matter what you do, and you kind of learn to live with it, but you don't have to learn to live with it. I came regularly for my appointments. I began getting my adjustments regularly. I did my exercises, which are so important as well. And it wasn't long that I began to see myself being able to push that grocery cart without feeling the back pain that I had had once before. I was able to go out and help plant flowers in my backyard. Again, things that I hadn't been able to do before. And this was over a 2-year period of time that it took to finally come and find this place to begin helping me. And then at the end of the 3-month period, once I had all my adjustments made, I couldn't believe how my quality of life had returned, how much better I felt, the things that I could do without being in pain, walking. I remember being so happy not to be in pain, just to take a walk, to walk my dog. So I can't say enough good for what the therapy at Greenwood Family Chiropractic have done for me through the years. It has helped my herniated disc. I am a patient for life.
If you want to learn more on how we can help at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Or you can give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. 893-2853. Initial exam and consultation is only $25. Now, when we come back, how is it that we specifically help? I'll tell you how next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious.
What we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, feeling glorious. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, we are talking today about degenerative disc disease, osteoarthritis of the spine. There is hope. It's so sad for me as a doctor to meet with these people to see how, not only how long that they've lived with these processes of degeneration, but how miserable they've really become. And that I think is the hard part about it, right? What we do is very different from the averaged pain-based chiropractic. When you walk into our office, you will see that we have pre- and post-adjustment therapies. You'll see cervical traction. You'll see wobble discs. Following, you'll see weighted vibration therapy. The design is to actually move and change the structure of the spine. So what we specialize in at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is that we work with correcting the structure of the spine. So let me give you an example. When we talk about this wear and tear condition, right? This wear and tear condition, unfortunately, degenerative disc disease, and this is where I see even more people, that deterioration wears on the spine. And when you have the degeneration of the disc, you can often see that it leads to collapsed disc, herniated or bulging disc. And because of that, over the course of time, you'll see muscle atrophy, you'll see radiation, you'll see pain, you'll see these kind of flare-ups. It's wear and tear. And when it begins to wear down the joint inflames and it causes inflammation, which causes pain and stiffness, right? So, for example, if you have your pelvis is rotated and one hip is higher than the other, you'll see that there's going to be more wear and tear on the lumbar spine, the lower back, the hips, and the knees, right? You have all of this wear and tear that comes extra because of the rotation in the pelvis. It's not really a knee problem. It's not really a hip problem. It's a wear and tear problem caused from rotation and damage throughout the pelvis. But we always want to address the hips and the knees, right? We're going to stretch. We're going to strengthen. We're going to do, you know, stim. We're going to put the little packs on there that stimulate the muscles to try to let it relax. But if you continue to have a wear and tear, for example, I had someone who came in who had 15. We do a weight differential. They were carrying 15 more pounds on the right side than the left. Well, do you think that then over the course of time, that right hip and knee is going to wear more? Absolutely. Another example, when you're looking at if you lose the curvature in your neck, you should actually have a nice curve, a nice C spine in your cervical curve. It should be just like a little, like a banana, a nice curve. Now, what happens if you see these people who you're in an auto accident, your child plays football or soccer, right? All of these things. And you see this forward head posture, right? Where you always tell people, hey, sit up straight. Right? Oftentimes it can be from a loss of curvature in the neck. That loss of curvature in the neck, right? People call it military neck. They've lost the curve. If it goes backwards, it's considered a kyphosis, right? Kind of complicated. But they say, hey, yep, you've lost the curve. So is that going to cause more wear and tear on the cartilage, the facet joints, the vertebra, the discs? And the answer is absolutely. It's unequal wear and tear. What we try to do and what we do in the office is we'll look initially to say, here's what the spine looks like. Say you have 8 millimeters of unleveling in your pelvis. Well, our goal through a follow-up x-ray, depending on the age, the severity of damage, how much degeneration you have, are you a scoliosis patient or not? We actually do follow-up x-rays and say, hey, look at Mary, when you started in the office, you had 8 millimeters of pelvic unleveling. Now you only have 4. Do you think that's going to have an effect on the wear and tear in her pelvis and her lower back and knees? Absolutely. You lost a curve in your neck. Say you're supposed to be at a nice, beautiful 45-degree curve and you're at 0. It's 100% straight. You can get adjusted your whole entire life, but if you're not working to actually regain that curve, that doctor is not looking at that curvature to say, hey, you know, Mary, you started at 0 degrees and now you're at 12. Right? They're starting to put that force and stress back where it should be. So it stops the progression of degeneration. It opens up those spaces. What we do is actually specialize. So we went to more schooling and more credentialing after we graduated chiropractic school. So you can graduate and be just a general chiropractor. You adjust, you're pain-based. I'm not a pain-based chiropractor. I correct the structure of the spine. And we do that through very specific adjustments and neuromuscular reeducation, right? We give you a home care kit. So we'll give you specific exercises designed for your spine. It's not physical therapy, but it's designed to help restore the curves, work with if there is any shifting in terms of, curvature, even if it's not a scoliosis, pelvic unleveling and rotation. We're designed to actually help change the structure of the spine. It's what less than 2% of chiropractors in the world do. And this is the reason why when people have seen ordinary medicine and chiropractic fail, they have thrived in our office, right? What we do is very different. So when you say, I've tried chiropractic and it didn't work, if you didn't go through and have pre and post x-rays, you didn't go through a corrective process, and you have to go through that process, right? That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, that's 893-2853, initial exam consultation is $25. If we have to take x-rays, we'll go through all of those costs, but our goal is to make care affordable in the office, because look at what the alternative is. So the alternative to that is what? What's treatments of the spine for arthritis? Pain medication, right? So we can medicate it so your brain doesn't feel the pain. Physical therapy, which is effective to a certain degree, but it works with muscle, right? So we're saying this is a disc-related problem. This is an arthritis, an osteoarthritis, a bone-related problem. Physical therapy is designed to address muscles and ligaments, right? So it's just different what we do. Physical therapy works great for muscle and ligament related problems. When you're looking at osteoarthritis, degenerative disc disease, that's no longer a muscle and ligament related problem, right? We know that. They talk about weight management, lose weight. Well, maybe, but that's not going to get rid of the arthritis. right? Hot and cold compresses, very superficial. If there's damage on that underlying nerve, hot and cold compresses address muscle. Stretching, chiropractic care, which I love, right? This is on Laser Spine Institute. Chiropractic care, specifically what we do in terms of structural correction and corticosteroid injections. I cannot tell you how many people go through this injection process. And the more that I look into it, the more interesting. This is an article that comes from the Journal of American Medical Association, not a chiropractic journal. Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA. They talk about how patients receiving epidural injections of corticosteroids, right? So people say, I'm going to get a shot in my neck, or I'm going to get a shot in my back, or a shot in my shoulder, are at a risk of adverse events, including blindness, stroke, paralysis, and death, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warning, FDA. Epidural injections of corticosteroids are a common treatment offered to patients who experience back pain, neck pain, or pain that radiates into the arms and legs. However, such injections are not FDA approved. This is as of 2014. They are not approved, and there is limited evidence backing their safety and effectiveness, according to the FDA. A review of data from the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System found cases of death, spinal cord infarction, paraplegia, quadriplegia, cortical blindness, strokes, seizures, nerve injury, brain swelling, in patients who had received epidural spinal injections. The event occurred within minutes to 2 days after the injection. According to the FDA, many of these patients did not recover from these injuries. Well, let me tell you, these injections, what the shots are, what they're doing is they're going in and actually addressing the spinal cord itself. Well, if you are putting a needle to the spinal cord, would you not think that maybe there's a possibility that if you are off by just a millimeter, and it damages or punctures the spinal cord, if you're damaging the spinal cord with a needle, that's not natural, right? So of course, quadriplegia, paraplegia. So you lose ability in your hands and legs, or just your legs, right? So it makes that back pain seem not that bad when you no longer have use of your arms or legs. You have paralysis, death, stroke, blindness. These are not little. When you look at in terms of, they say minimally invasive surgery. This is not a minimally invasive surgery when they're going into your spinal cord. There is actually now a code. It's the ICD-10 coding. And we code different things. Sciatic pain, lumbar, disc degeneration. There is literally now a code as of 2016, October of 2016, that is failed back surgery syndrome. There, it happens frequently enough that there is now a code. It is a booklet. So when you're looking at, does it really get to the cause, right? And it might work for some point in time. Or guess what happens in other joints? You have more disc degeneration. You have more osteoarthritis, which is why people who go through surgeries, surgical fusions, whether it be of the cervical spine, the neck, or the lower back, the surgeons now will say, I just want to let you know, this will likely not be your only surgery. Because what will happen is the bones will deteriorate above and below it. So then we'll just keep adding in all of these segments. Because no one's addressing the wear and tear. The wear and tear is still there. The degeneration still happens. And we get caught into the cycle where we're never getting well. We're always chasing the pain. We're always chasing the symptom. We're always chasing the sickness. So at what point do you realize that you want to start making that change? And that's where we want to be the light for you at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Have you done something that's different? Have you explored all of your options? And if you haven't been in our office, if you haven't had someone who's done a big vibration plate with lots of extra weights on there, right? You haven't done it all. If you haven't had someone who said, hey, here are your x-rays right now. Here are your x-rays 3 to 4 months later. And here's the actual structural change that you can see. Then you haven't done it all. Right. We have to dig a little bit deeper, but you have to be willing to step outside the box of comfortableness, but know that that's what we help with. We help walk you through. We help guide you. Our goal is to help. When all else has failed, this is where people thrive. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Right? If you want more information, you can reach out to us, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam consultations is $25. Right? We can kind of talk about what's going on, but more importantly, if and what we can do to help you. But you got to call in when you're ready for that help. And we're here. Again, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you can reach out if it's you, one of your loved ones, that we can help you in our office. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on. We'll